already know it's important to hunt for value in your fantasy football draft, but that's not exactly the same as value-based drafting. Matt Schauff, Jared Smoll, and Alex Korf of DraftSharks.com here to talk through the time-tested fantasy football strategy. And let's start with what value-based drafting means. Value-based drafting combines player projections with positional scarcity to inform how you should draft across positions. It's easy to say things like, I like this running back better than that one, the quarterbacks are going to score the most, but it's a lot harder to say which position makes sense at different turns, and especially the more complicated your scoring gets. And that's where value-based drafting comes in. Alex, why don't you give us a little bit more on how to value-based draft and why?
Yeah, so really we're looking at two different components here. One of the main components is really comparing players within the same position. So that's determining that baseline and then looking at how players compare to that baseline. So we're comparing a replacement level running back versus the top of the class, and the same for wide receivers. And then from there, we also want to look at that value over that baseline compared to other positions. And that's where we're really getting into the value-based drafting. But to do that, really, step one, the projections are vital because this is a projection-based process. This is not purely rankings. We need to get into the numbers a little bit.
And our projections guru, Jared, has got a simplified example to try to walk us through it a little bit more.
Yeah, let's say you're sitting in round one deciding between a running back and a wide receiver. You look at the Draft Sharks projections. We have the running back projected for 300 fantasy points, the wide receiver for 280 fantasy points. The simple answer might be, let's just take the running back, let's get more fantasy points. But that might not be what's best for your fantasy team, because again, we need to look at these baselines for each of these positions. So in this particular example, let's say the running back baseline in this league is 150 points. The wide receiver baseline is 120 points. Now we have the player projections, we have the baselines, we're subtracting those baseline values and those baseline values from each player's projection to come up with his VBD value. So in this example, the running back's value is 150. The wide receiver's value is 160. VBD drafting would tell you that in this case, for your team, the wide receiver is actually the better pick, despite the fact that we haven't projected for fewer fantasy points.
Like I said, that's an overly simplified example. You don't really have to go through all those calculations to make your first round pick, but it illustrates the point of value-based drafting, and it matters because the further you get into your draft, the more challenging it's going to be. That's the problem that we're trying to address here. Those value comparisons get much tougher as you add players to your roster, as your opponents add players to their roster, as you're looking at what's available on the board, as you're trying to build out, this team that you're taking into the season. You have to incorporate everything that's going on, including what's left at the positions, format specifics, because your league is not going to be exactly like mine, and your league might not even be exactly like it was last year. So you have to make sure that you're factoring in everything, and it gets more challenging as you go. That's why we have the Draft War Room, and it's equipped with 3D values for players to compare across positions. 3D player values start with our projections, which have won numerous accuracy awards through the years, so you already know it's starting in a good place. We've added layers on top of that, but before we get to those layers, Jared, tell us a little bit more about what goes into the 3D projections that feed the system.
Yeah, with these 3D projections, we really wanted to give you an all-encompassing view of every player's fantasy value, because the baseline projections are nice, right? But a player's fantasy value is so much more complicated than just one single projection, one single ranking. So we added three dimensions to these player values. The first one is a floor projection. Basically gives you a look at how safe or how risky this player is in the upcoming season. The second dimension is a ceiling projection. What's this guy's upside? How likely is he to hit that upside? And the third dimension is a consensus projection averaged from 38 other fantasy sites, because there is some wisdom of the crowds with this projection stuff.
Now, Alex, that's the 3D projections, but then we have the 3D values inside of the Draft War Room and other places throughout the season. What are the extra layers on top of those projections that give you that 3D value and allow you to value-based draft?
Yeah, so the 3D values are really what is populating and powering that value-based drafting system that we're using. So we start with the 3D projections, and then the first way we transform it, or the first D, is to actually look at your rosters and your scoring, your league settings of your specific league, because that will change the value and the projections for each player. And then from there, we use a cross-positional algorithm to actually look at the value of a running back in terms of a wide receiver, in terms of a tight end, to be able to accurately compare those positions versus each other. And that gets even more complex the more starting positions you have. Do you start head coaches? Do you start a bunch of kickers or even IDPs? So that cross-positional algorithm is really important. And the third D, that third dimension, is actually dynamic. So in real time, we're applying 17 value indicators, things like positional scarcity, team needs, your opponent's needs, 17 different things that are going on behind the scenes that are adjusting those values to populate your value-based drafting, as well as ADP. That's a big one that can have some correlation as well.
And that's a lot of calculating to do in your head as you draft. So it's helpful to have this draft assistant that's not only helping you figure out values, but doing a bunch of extra calculations that you wouldn't have any idea how to do on the fly. We've also added new components to that this year, Alex. What do we got?
Yeah, so new in 2024, this is what I've been working on behind the scenes full time. This is all I do is I tear into these algorithms and the math. So what we're doing now is we've improved our weekly projections. We now will project every single player, every single team, every single week of the season starting now. So every player has a full projection. We've also improved our IDP scoring. We've increased the amount of things that we will project them for, that way to make them a little bit more flexible for all the different scoring variations, as well as return projections. We're seeing more and more leagues with return yards, the new return rules, which seem super fun. We wanted to be able to accommodate that. And then one of the more interesting things, I think, is the trust factor that we've added. So let's say you've drafted a particularly risky player at quarterback or tight end. Typically, you only draft one of those. Well, if they have a low trust factor, it won't depreciate the players that are in that player pool. Maybe we'll push you towards drafting that backup. Think Anthony Richardson his rookie year. You probably should have grabbed a second guy just in case he didn't work out. As well as best ball. We've added best ball factor this year that's looking at the weekly variance of players and then boosting them in the rankings as well.
And that's why we went out and got an engineer to help me and Jared, because I might think that as I'm drafting, I can figure out things like trust factor, best ball factor, and be like, oh, that guy's better in best ball. Oh, that guy is a riskier quarterback this year. But there's a whole different thing between considering those as you draft and actually drafting for them. You can, you know, think that you know what players are riskier and what you need to change for certain picks, but it's much more helpful to have a system with algorithms and calculations that actually figure out how risky something is and how that should impact the way you draft. You know you need to find values as you draft. You know value-based drafting works because it's been working for years. You, however, are not a human value calculator, and you shouldn't have to be. Why force yourself to guess at player values with the clock winding down and so many factors that you need to consider, and probably some factors you're forgetting? Become a DS Insider today, and let the Draft War Room help you maximize value in your draft.